In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching World War II. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. When German troops entered the Polish municipality of Rossosz in November 1939, only about 500 Jews lived there. Nothing is known about the fate of this community during the occupation. It is assumed that in the summer of 1942, they were murdered in the German extermination camp at Sobibór. However, some sources indicate that the Jews from Rossosz, or a part of that community, were murdered by the Germans in the woods near Łomży. After the liquidation of the ghetto in Łomży in August 1942, as part of Operation Reinhardt, many Jews sought safety in the woods. They led a nomadic life there, trying to avoid raids or seeking help from their Polish neighbors. The Germans murdered approximately 6 million people of Jewish origin during World War II. Approximately 3 million Jews were Polish citizens. At the same time, the Germans murdered another 3 million Polish citizens who were ethnic Poles. Poland was one of the few countries under German occupation where even minor assistance to Jews, such as giving them a glass of water, was punishable by death. One of the families from the municipality of Rossosz who came to the aid of Jewish fugitives was the Olesiejuk family from Kolonia Chomina. Their house stood on the edge of the forest, making it relatively easy for the Jews to come and ask for food and other supplies. The Olesiejuk family probably started to help the hiding Jews in the fall of 1942. Unfortunately, on 3rd November 1943, the gendarmerie from nearby Łomży showed up at the Olesiejuk's farm and murdered the entire family and one of the Jews who helped to be staying in their house. The German extermination group raided the house of the Olesiejuk family probably as a result of the denunciation or information obtained from a local informer. The Germans arrived at dawn in several horse carts. After surrounding the farm, they entered the house. When they found one of the Jews hiding in the nearby forest, they shot the farmer Wojciech Olesiejuk on the spot. Then his wife Stefania and the captured Jew in the farmyard. Next, they shot the three young sons of the Olesiejuks, 14-year-old Piotr, 9-year-old Stefek, and 3-year-old Szymek. Years later, one of the cart drivers, who had been forced to drive the extermination group to Kolonia Chomina, said that the Germans had killed the Olesiejuk's children on the clear recommendation of one of the informers. On the same day, the German gendarmes from Łomży also murdered three members of the Boyar family and four of the Schulz family. These were more distant neighbors of the Olesiejuk family, who had also helped Jews. The Germans repeatedly carried out such extermination raids in the municipality of Rossosz. Those killed included 11 people of that municipality, murdered in the summer of 1943 for hiding or otherwise helping Jews. Witnesses vary in their testimonies as to what happened to the other hiding Jews who had sought help on the farmstead of the Olesiejuk family. According to one account, they all died on the same day when their forest hideout was discovered. According to another account, they were led to safety by a local guide. The name of the Jew who died on the Olesiejuk farm was probably Reliniuk, who was a carpenter. The bodies of the murdered members of the Olesiejuk family and of the Jewish fugitive were buried in the yard by neighbors from Kolonia Chomina on the day following the execution. Today, the forest grows on the site of the house of Olesiejuk family. The only object commemorating the tragedy there is a metal cross erected by the cousins in the early 1990s. Historians estimate that during World War II, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.